Not everything she did was successful, but she, in one of the things she did, she instituted a tax for the for profits from the oil companies that made it so that Arizona is one of the only states that has a surplus. It's one of the wealthiest states right now.
Arizona?
Did I say Arizona?
Yes.
I meant Alaska. God, please don't use that at the beginning. I can't handle another one.
I got my feet in cement. I got my head in the clouds. You might call me demented, but I am too damn proud. I got a hunger for something outside the status quo. So pull up your chair. We are full automatic. We are out and about. We are singing hallelujah with our hearts torn out. No need to beat on what you already know. Your place has been set.
And hello there, Eat This Hot Show audience. This is your Auntie Vera Charles, and I am back again. God damn, fuck my hole and call me Margarita.
Oh.
With two of the most charming people that have ever graced the internet. Well, one charming person and one big, fat, ugly, smelly lesbian.
Oh.
One is not a lesbian, I am.
I was going to say, where are we going with this?
The ever gorgeous, the ever popular, the ever talented, the ever beautiful.
Hi.
In drag, and out of drag.
Clearly not Madge Weinstein.
Oh, I thought
Wanda,
that was me until he said drag.
Wanda Wisdom. Say hi, Wanda.
Well, hello there.
And Madge Weinstein.
Thanks. I was so pleased to be a tiny, tiny footnote in your last program, by the way. And we had dinner with a friend.
Well, I explained that to you. And I can't believe you listened. You must have just listened to hear if I talked about you. I explained. Well, first of all,
I listened to the whole goddamn thing.
Oh, God, you were waiting to hear you. Shit, fuck, pussy. Well, as I told you when you were sitting in my living room, because, yes, believe it or not.
You spent 10 minutes on, I don't remember what the fuck I did Friday.
Wait a minute.
Remember what you did Sunday. Hey, you know,
yes.
Go ahead.
Isn't there some sort of, like, matter antimatter thing?
Yeah, well, there was a huge explosion and my head blew off. And Madge posted a picture of her alter ego holding my head.
That's true.
Oh, so that was actually being...
There's no alter ego.
I thought for some reason she got bored and went to Michael's and made a head.
No, actually, on the auspicious day of May the 8th, Mother's Day, we mothers, actually, Madge Weinstein came over to Shea Vera's and was served a marvelous dinner.
It was.
Very good.
It almost sounded like you said Shave Vera's.
It was pot
she
roast.
Came
it
over
was
to
a delicious
shave
pot
Vera's.
Roast. It was a delicious pot roast, but it was called something fancy that I don't remember.
Braised beef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pot roast?
And
is that what rich white people call pot roast?
Braised beef.
Braised beef. But I could barely understand what she was saying, which we'll get to her later.
Hey, Vera.
Yes.
Have you ever made
yes,
beef
darling.
Bourguignon?
Oh. A long time ago, I made beef. It's very, very, believe it or not, the name is more complicated than the dish.
I'm not a fan of it.
I just like saying that name. Anyway,
thank
sorry,
you for not making it.
Tale.
Thank you for That's not a, making beef bourguignon. It's one of those things they always make in cafeterias.
Well, they don't make it right in cafeterias. Now, you didn't mention the potatoes with shallots.
I was going to. They were delicious, and so was the
appetizer. Oh, my God. Delicious. Clearly.
And the delicious gooch dessert, as well as the delicious iced tea you made for me.
Yeah. Yes. Well, we made a gigantic jug, and Gooch put too many tea bags in it.
Yeah.
And
you did
teabag
me.
Yeah, we teabagged you, so we had to water it down a bit. But no, the dessert was one of Gooch's specialities, which is this I don't even know how to describe it. It's kind of a brownie, but a cakey, but a ice creamy kind of wonderful thing.
It's chocolate halven. Chocolate
it
halven.
It is halven.
Wow.
And of course the appetizer.
Wanda would have liked it. Well, no, that was for dessert. We had coffee, didn't we? Did we have coffee? I don't even remember.
I don't either.
I don't think we did.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
That's weird.
Today on Two Old White
but
Ladies.
But we did have... Oh, listen, you know, you got a lot. I listened to the last show when you're talking about how do you woolite your shorts. That's about as white lady as you
can get. Which, by the way,
I don't give me any grief.
Did
it work?
Help?
Yes.
Try it? Good girl. Good girl.
And,
good girl.
My bits.
So we just have to talk about
well
the appetizer protected. And then we can move on.
The appetizer was delicious.
What's the appetizer?
Yes, the appetizer was...
I don't know what it was. It had some delicious cheese in it and some kind of toasted bread. And mm-hmm.
And it was mozzarella with basil and prosciutto.
Oh, yeah.
And capers. And it and a little sauce that I, a mayonnaise kind of sauce that I made. And then you broil them on put them on beautiful garlic toasts.
That was That's all mozzarella. There was no goat cheese in there.
No goat cheese, just mozzarella. I think probably the mayonnaise sauce made it a little more
delicious.
You know, gave it
Will
a little
these
more.
Will these recipes be available online after the program?
Absolutely.
That would be good. Yeah. I think
I'm the hostess, so.
Yes.
What, honey? Go ahead.
No, nothing. I was just saying you should put them online.
I'm sorry. I have to get this. It's my smoothie. Hold on.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello?
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm recording now, but I want to tell you something. Hello.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to be over for dinner because I have to get the medicine for Trotsky anyway. So is that okay?
If I come sure, over for why dinner? Not? Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
All right. I'll see you later. I'll call you later. I'm recording.
Okay. We're looking forward to it.
Okay. Bye.
Mail.
Okay. Bye-bye. Meow.
Woo,
so
I'm working at, like, I saw this Quentin Crisp movie where he gets free meals for his whole life, and I'm trying to work that too.
Okay. So,
sorry.
Now, not that anybody cares, but I've had enormous computer problems, and so I'm trying to shuffle
and
do things.
I was going to say, you sounded kind of Skypey.
You sound really Skypey, so I think it's your end, darling.
Yeah, I don't hear a problem with either of you.
Meow.
Except that you're talking as usual.
Meow. Meow.
Now, should we start the show by thanking our donors?
Oh, my God.
Yes,
yes,
because we're woefully behind.
I got to find the list. Is it in the folder?
It's in the holder, as you call it, otherwise known as a Dropbox file.
Don't complicate things. It's a holder.
Well.
It's just a holder. It holds things.
Uh-huh, it's a holder.
Eatis Hot Show Donations 420 11. Oh, that's the drug number. I
couldn't
fucking believe it. But first of all, it is not hot where Vera lives at all. It is cool. Well,
Shut up. No,
it is hot here. It is 90 degrees and it's as humid as a witch's tit here. Okay.
You happen to arrive in Los Angeles.
Oh, bullshit. You're complaining thing.
Oh, God. All right, well,
beautiful
you come
weather
back
over there.
Will you come back and visit me in the middle of summer?
I'm going to move there. I'm going to move in with you next door. You'll be sorry.
Next door.
Going to move to the porn capital of the world, Van Nuys.
Van Nuys, that's right. Absolutely.
See, I listen.
Well, for some of it, you listen.
Are you ready?
Yes.
We all have our list up? Or are we,
do you have,
Wanda, you can't fall asleep for thank yous. I'm going to whack you.
Do you have your list?
Well, if you did, thank you.
That was me whacking her. Vera, that overmodulation was me hitting Wanda. Please leave it in.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll begin, and we'll start with a little music, and I will say, Michelle G., thank you so much.
Hey, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle.
Wanda?
Can you not hear me?
Yes,
I hear you.
Wanda, you're next. Can you hear us?
I said thank you. I was screaming thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, but you were taking turns,
you're
remember?
You're supposed to take the next name, you dumb fuck.
Oh, I don't have my list.
I knew it.
Oh, my Christing fucking hell.
It's all these half-naked men in her vagina right now.
Speaking of which,
where
you
do
gifted
I find
me
this list?
In the Dropbox.
Oh! Okay. Sorry.
Do I have to have a special program to read this file? Do I need a program?
Okay, Michael. Ooh, look at how much Michael gave us. Thank you, Michael, darling.
Michael E. Yes.
Is that a typo?
No.
Did you forget a zero or two?
No, that's not
Michael,
typo.
Darling. We're just merely appreciative.
And I would next, Brian B.
Woo! Thank you. Jeff S., thank you so
much.
Jeff S.,
I'll again with the Jeff S.
Mm-hmm. Thomas P. Ooh, I want to.
Yeah, hello.
I want to thank P. Thomas P.
Yeah.
And another Jeff S.
Yes.
Jeff S. twice.
And
we love
and
her.
And David V., thank you, sweetheart.
And Robert G. G. Robert, we're thankful.
Daryl D., yay, thanks.
Jamel D. Thank you too, darling.
Oh, I like the word. Is it Jamel?
See, we do have blacks listening to the show. Therefore, I'm not
Jamel.
Racist.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying, babe.
Isn't that a Jewish name? Jamel?
Jamel. Oh. Jamon. Probably. Probably it's not black. Yeah, that makes
then
sense.
Then we have actually. Another David Matt. Vagina. Thank
That's
you.
That's my turn.
Was oh, right sorry. It.
David V. again.
Ooh, and Patrick P. Thank you're after me, dumb fuck. Patrick yeah. P. Thank you so much.
Last
and a Kristen A.S.
Last but not least, thank you one and all for your generous donations and the assholes that have not donated yet. Get your fucking wallets out or this is ending.
Please do. Me? Vera has it's a very expensive you. Maid she's got to pay for, and I met her, and she's got a big appetite.
Oh. Precious.
You have a maid?
She has a maid, and she's black. She's not even Mexican, and her name's
Are
Precious.
Are you kidding? Is her name Honeybee?
No, her name's Precious, and she used to be, this is so weird, Nancy Reagan's astrologer. One of them. She's black.
Are you making this shit up?
No. How do you make that up? Don't you think I'd make up something a little different, like she actually would be a Mexican?
Well, true. Or 12.
God. And get this. She has a Viking refrigerator and a Viking stove with like 20 burners. She's
well,
fucking
somebody
loaded.
Somebody who eats that much needs to have a good quality stove.
The fridge was as, God, as big as my whole house.
I'm just uh-huh. jealous, Vera.
Huge.
Wasty.
Lovely dog, Steven. I very much like her husband. I like her much better than you, actually.
I know. Everybody does. And Howard is asleep at my feet right now.
Eunice I have to down. Say, Howard was the one I liked a little more, but I liked them both.
I know. Well, the thing about Howard is that he's... I've come to find out through research that male dogs are more affectionate and friendly than female dogs, and I did not know
well,
that.
Well, that's why they call them bitches, I guess.
I think so. Mm-hmm. And so Eunice is a little more aloof, and Howard is just love me, love me, love me, love me, love me, and plus that face. Mm-hmm. You yes. could fucking die from
so
that face.
Cute.
Are you snoring, Wanda?
Huh?
At least she's not eating.
I thought you
I was
were
eating. I was finishing up my chicken salad.
You were snorting it.
Well, I think probably the most important thing, other than the visit and the world did not collapse in upon itself, which amazed me when you knocked at the door and I opened it and there you were in all of your loveliness. You're much prettier in person. Did you know that?
It's so funny because when I came up to the door, you know, my boss. had dropped me off because, you know, whatever. He dropped
yes,
me off all the way over
can't,
the fucking there.
You can't drive because of the DUI.
Well, I have to have rides just like, you know, certain ladies uh-huh. like you. I need people to take me. Anyway, so I'm like, I told him, I said, wait at the driveway, you know, wait at the end of the driveway until you know that I'm getting in. So then I'm waiting and I see this Wicked Witch of the West kind of sign or something about the Wizard of Oz on the door. And then, but I still didn't know for sure if it was you. And then I hear this. Scoot-gadle. And I said, okay, you can go now.
That's right. I was saying things in the house.
She was,
yes.
She was
before
muttering.
I you in. And you are just a lovely, beautiful lesbian in person, I have to say.
Whatever.
Now
when
that we
is this
can
love
move
fest going to be over?
It's not a
it's
love done. Fest.
It isn't a love fest. We were talking
it's
even before we were recording, and he said, nothing's changed. I still hate you. So you it's, know. You know, it's wonderful. I busted my ass. I worked my ass off for 2 days cleaning that fucking house and making that fucking dinner. And what do I get? She still hates me.
And the thing is, too, is that she's just as much of a cunt in person. She says, I'm not as much of a cunt, but you are.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm glad.
No surprises.
Okay, no surprise.
If everyone wants to know, Vera is exactly like this in real life.
That's right. I am. I haven't. Mm-hmm. I don't. I'm not. This is me.
Yeah.
Now the biggest news, and probably you're both going to say big fucking deal, whoop de doo. But the biggest news since we have been not together and back together again is the capture of Uncle Bin Laden.
Oh,
the
that's
murder.
You did
the
not
killing. It's, it wasn't a capture.
Uncle Bin Laden.
Yeah, the killing.
Didn't he make the rice?
No. It was Bin Laden. Ba 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 Bing.
Ba 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 Bin Laden. Yes, the capture. Why did I say capture? The killing of Uncle Bin Laden.
They captured and then they killed him.
Then they killed him. So, do we have any thoughts on how that's going to affect the idiots in the United States of America and or any ideas on that?
The zombies.
I mean, yeah.
I was happy that he's dead. I have to admit it. I'm against capital punishment. I always have been. But for some reason, which is weird because I'm almost embarrassed to admit it because it's so not the way I claim to be. But I was almost jubilant at the news of his death just because it's like enough already.
Yes.
And I mean, and I think like symbols matter. And I think leaders matter. And even though Alquita, oh, that sounds like another maid of yours. Just Alquita Jackson. Oh, no. Tangent time. Alquita, you know, they're not a hierarchical organization, supposedly. You know, they've got all these cells and they operate. Bullshit. You know, that's true. But they still, I think that this guy still was a leader in a very big sense. And, yeah.
Wanda?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my first reaction was watching the reaction, I guess. My first reaction upon hearing that he was dead was, oh, that's, you know, good. But then I was immediately taken by the video of the reaction of the people in front of the White House, et cetera. Did you see that?
No.
I saw pictures. I didn't watch the living pictures.
It was really
moving pictures.
It was really disconcerting. I mean, to see all these yahoos climbing trees and shaking their fists and chanting USA. It was rather disconcerting from,
you know, but the thing is,
it's repulsive to me, the fucking patriotic bullshit.
It is.
But,
you know, I totally agree. But at the same time, you know, what David Serta said on his Facebook is he said, you know what? Let the people be happy. What else do they have to be happy about? You know, everybody's fucking unemployed. We have no insurance. Practically have no food except for fucking Wendy's. Throw them a bone.
It just showed the cost of what we've done to ourselves in the last 10 years. I mean, it's the outgrowth of this, you know, hysteria that's been whipped up as a result of everything that's taken place since. Mm-hmm. So to me, it was just the boil on the ass of all the shit that happened as a result, which is ultimately, you know, the fault of the people who made it happen in the first place. But our reaction was perhaps as reprehensible as the act itself.
I felt that it was reprehensible morally only, but based on this system I come from, which is Judaism. And in Judaism, and this may sound, people may snicker at this because of Israel, but if you look at Israel's behavior, it's actually not inconsistent with this, but they say that you should never celebrate, you know, the death, the victory really over of a what do you call
spit
it?
Spit it out, dear.
Opponent,
spit it out.
Opponent. What do you call it? Enemy.
Adversary.
In other words, adversary. So in other words, you win a battle, you don't run around cheering about it. You be humble. And
yeah,
it
yeah
seems
that's gonna
a
happen.
Little inappropriate to do that, but this is America, so what do you expect?
Well, and to pump your fist.
But
and
you know what
USA,
I think
USA.
Is the
USA.
Reaction had more to do with, you know, people wanting to get on TV. In a lot of ways, you know, like, woo, there's cameras. Let's all run down and make an ass out of ourselves.
It reminded me of the thing at Grant Park when Obama won the election. It reminded me a lot of that. And I think so
and
much
you
of
had
it
your
is
hemorrhoid.
Just, it's almost like a crowd thing, like a crowd shit.
Mob, I think is what
yeah.
you call it.
Yeah. It's without the rapes.
Yeah. I love the.
Well,
I
don't
know.
There might very well have been a rape or two.
I love the threat that the concept that the attacks are going to increase now because of Obama's Obama. It's what's hysterical is, excuse me, I don't think there have been any successful attacks on us since 9/11.
Not on us. No,
no, just no. The Spanish and the
maybe
British.
In the, I think there might have been a couple embassy attacks though.
Yeah.
Right.
Not. I don't think so. No. Yeah, not correct. U.S. Not Al Qaeda related. They haven't. They're as right. I said on my show. They're a bunch of towel-headed goat fuckers, and they can't possibly
fuck goats.
Be cohesive enough to cause any great trouble. We are fearing this great devil that doesn't exist. You know.
Well, I agree with it. I wouldn't call them towel-headed goat fuckers, but I do agree that.
Why wouldn't you call
threat.
Them towel-headed goat fuckers? Because that's what those low-life scumbags, scum-sucking shits are. People that would covertly try to destroy other human beings, not stand up for what they're doing, but hide. And what else would you call them?
Well, you could call them Jared Loughner, who wasn't a towel head. You could call them Timothy McVeigh. Well, you could call them a Charles Manson.
I mean, you understand that I'm not referring to turban wearing
people. It's that damn hyperbole she's on again.
It's not turban. It's towels.
It's hyperbole.
You're being hyperbolic, but you're also...
No, I'm not being hyperbolic because I'll tell you why I don't think... I have to listen.
Okay,
but I don't think I'm being hyperbolic because I'm referring not to the entire Muslim world that wears head dresses of whatever kind. I am calling specifically terrorists, the Al-Qaeda terrorists and the other terrorists that wear those things on their heads. I'm calling them towel-headed goat fuckers. I'm not calling everyone that wears headgear or a beard and prays to Allah a towel head.
I mean, right, now that we have that cleared up.
Well, that would be extraordinarily disrespectful, and that's one thing that I'm not. But I am hate-filled for the coward. Terrorism is just the ultimate cowardice. Because, you know, you strap on a bomb. You send your kids in with bombs strapped onto them. There is no, not that war should ever be honorable, but there is no honor in this kind of battling.
Do you think
kind
Bin
of
Laden
fighting.
Lost?
Bin Laden lost what?
I think that's actually,
whatever.
I don't know. I like that. That's something I've been thinking a lot about is, did he win? And I've heard different arguments, meaning people have defined winning differently. Winning!
Oh, God.
Win.
But if you believe that his goal in this whole affair was to scare
us.
The United States, catch us up in war, bankrupt us, get us looking, you know, under every rock and taking our attention off of everything else to focus on this perceived threat, then yes, he was successful. But I don't know that that's what his goal was.
I think that's grant. Yeah, so I was going to say that's granting him much too much intelligence. I don't believe that man sat down and said, "This is how I'm going to bring down the Western world."
Oh, I think he was probably very intelligent.
I
think he was probably.
Yeah.
I think he learned a lot from watching what happened, you know, with the Russians in Afghanistan, and you know, seeing how it was easy to turn them sort of scare the shit out of them to the point where they had to run away defeated.
But you think about the only success, truly the only success that he had was flying those planes. I mean, it's a major success, mind
no,
you.
No, but the success goes well beyond the act.
Yeah.
Well, that what I'm saying is we did that. We,
yes.
Right,
we
but,
took,
he, but
we
he triggered
took,
that and he consciously triggered that.
If well, I think the only thing that he consciously triggered was a specific attack, and he achieved a specific goal. He didn't sit down and say, this is going to begin this wonderful terror regime.
A lot of people attribute them to, and particularly the war in Afghanistan, to bringing Russia down. So I think in a big way, he was looking at that as kind of a model.
Well, what do I know? But all I'm saying is that I think we grant these people too much. We believe that these people are much smarter and they're much much more dangerous and they're much more insidious. We believe that monster is bigger than it really is.
I agree with you also, but I also believe that he was intentional and did it. And I think that, and in fact, my father said this when right after 9/11, he said, you know what? I'm not worried about these terrorists. They just blew their wad. This is their life's dream, was to do something like this. They never thought they would do it. They took down the World Trade Center, and they can die happy now.
Yeah, they got extraordinarily lucky is what happened. The pieces fell perfectly in place for them.
But what I think he was really after was getting us to, to feel insecure in a way that we'd never felt before. And that just reverberates. You know, so the act is what kicked off the result that I think he wanted in the... You know,
but
his primary goal was not just to bring down or to blow shit up. It was the result or the reaction to that I think he was looking for, because I think he probably, that's what he saw in Afghanistan. The Russians had a crisis of, what's the word? Ego, not ego, but.
Yeah. Hubris.
Hubris. Good word.
I love that with pita bread.
But oh, you're a retarded whore.
Thank you.
But on the other hand, there's a lot of arguments that would say he lost. For example, a lot of people think, including me, that the way he orchestrated his terrorism was in order to get the Arab world together and unite and create a stronger power and bring the caliphate back and, you know, and spread the religion of Islam, blah, blah, blah. But what he didn't count on is all the spontaneous revolution in the Middle East that's going on right now. That's
Like
he's
kind of foiled with that. If he was trying to convince the Arab world of anything, then certainly he's failed in some way, other than turning them on themselves. I mean, that's the one thing you see is that, you know, you've got Saudi Arabia against Iran and, you know, people fighting. Well, I guess Iran technically not a part of the Arab world, but you have that region fighting among themselves in a way that I think was useful to him.
And Vera.
Yes. Yes.
Are Iranians towel-headed goat fuckers, since technically they're not Arabs?
This is going to be the one for the show, huh?
It's a question. I think it's reasonable.
The towel-headed goat fuckers. I told you that I believe that terrorists are towel-headed goat fuckers, not anyone else that wears headgear. For example, one of my best friends
wears headgear.
She has breakage.
I was going to say, is she slow?
Is a Sikh and wears, they wrap their heads. And I would never call her a towel-headed goat fucker.
Well, because she doesn't have a penis.
Maybe she doesn't like goats.
Okay. Yeah. Iranians.
Was there a deeper question in that, Madge? I don't understand. Or were you just trying to launch some humor?
What was the question?
I think exactly. she was baiting me a bit there, Wanda.
Yeah, it wasn't really a question that required an answer, actually.
Because I think that probably calling terrorists towel-headed goat fuckers is somehow incendiary to in Madge's mind. But we don't really want to probe Madge's mind, do we?
No.
Well, I don't know that she's ever opposed to incendiary.
In it, you will not find a definition of incendiary. What?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's.
I think if anything, but yeah, okay. I'll let Mad speak for herself.
Yeah. Anyway, but the thing is, I hate to admit this, to buy into such a stupid, you know, black and white, two-dimensional mentality.
Racist.
But it was kind of cool that it was Obama that did it, and not Bush. And the pictures of the war room where him and Hillary, and Hillary's like biting her nails watching these, you know, these images come through.
I was very happy about that too.
And I'm devastated to have to admit that, but I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, well, and when you realize that, you know, when they presented him with this option, the fact that they, you know, said there was something like only a 70% chance of success. I mean, just the narrative that they've been able to get out there that this was not
a heroic act.
Yeah, that it was not a guarantee. Now, if something had gone wrong, people would have leapt all over him, perhaps. But so in that regard, to see a politician take a risk, you know, was kind of
and the thing is, and some columnists pointed this out. But the thing that's really cool is like during the debates for the president. McCain basically, duty head, what's his name?
What?
Sorry, senior moment. Obama.
Duty head. That's racist.
Obama said during one of the debates, he said, look, I'll just go in and I will invade. I'll just go right into Pakistan and kill them. And I don't care about getting permission from Pakistan. He said that in so many words. McCain said, oh, no, that's naive of you to say that. You just can't do that. You just can't ignore the government of Pakistan. McCain specifically said he would never have done this. And it's one of the few things that Obama said they actually did. Mm-hmm. I think that's good in a way.
Okay.
It would have been interesting to see how people would have reacted had it been Bush that did this. Because
well,
I think
tried.
The left
he had
probably
Hanukkah,
would have
Tora,
reacted.
Tora, Bora, whatever.
I think the left perhaps
he went
would have
by the
reacted.
Way of Iran.
Right. You mean Iraq?
Iraq, yeah. He went by the way of Iraq to try to get...
That's just hilarious.
I mean, got a little sidetracked.
And that's really, if anything made us broke,
yeah, absolutely.
It's probably Bush more than bin Laden. I mean, come on.
Oh, absolutely.
Nobody else would have gone into Iraq because of that.
To get Saddam because of human rights violations. Wait a second. Hold up.
Yeah.
Hold it. They ran the planes into the World Trade Center.
But you know what's
the guy named Bin Laden that I'm not done. The guy named Bin Laden was the boss.
Bing.
Why the fuck are we going to take human rights violations Saddam out?
Yeah. Okay, well, we did this kind of, you know, this is like kind of 2003 conversation though.
I know.
Well, that's
but
what
I'm
I was going to say.
It.
What I was going to point out is the magic of this whole exchange is that, you know, it's not just 2020 hindsight. People were saying this then. You know what I mean? That's
and
what's so
crucified
absurd about
too.
All this is that, you know, I remember thinking very clearly, as a lot of people did, this is absolutely wrong and makes no sense, regardless of what the administration is.
I mean, it was fucking obvious to anybody with half a brain. But the problem
and
is,
and a lot of people lost their careers.
Patriotism, hoopla, and everybody just went along with it.
I think it was the American people were like, just kill anybody. Get anybody. You know, because we've got to
don't have health care and we're angry, but we can't admit it to ourselves.
And we gotta avenge 9/11. So kill anybody that's even remotely related to any kind of Arabic stuff.
Right.
And make that's what I was going to say. That shows the effect of, you know, that shows what we lost, you know, our ability to react in a way that reflects some sort of humanity or civilization. Apparently not.
Yeah. I have no idea what that meant, but I just agreed.
I'm just saying that, you know, the fact that we went right into Iraq showed that, you know, our only reaction to the entire experience was just to blow some more shit up. Like, oh, that's humanity in the 21st
century. And to just obey the commander-in-chief, regardless of how stupid he is. And I mean, a lot. I think most people knew what an idiot Bush was. Maybe not most.
No, I don't think so. I think most people believe the story.
But don't you think most people in Congress knew what an idiot he was?
Of course
they had
to
have.
Of course, thought.
But they still went for it. They still
because it was politically expedient. Any politician that stood up against that flood tide of horse shit was going to get creamed.
Right.
Right. With the exception of Paul Wellstone and what happened to him.
He got creamed a little bit more
sadly.
Than most. Yes. I wanted to bring up another topic, but I'll wait because...
No, please
no,
do.
No, go ahead. What was this inappropriate clip that you tried to get me to view on my workplace
oh
computer?
My God.
Well, it's from Lady Bunny's blog, so that should tell you something. It's a guy who literally fucks himself hard and he comes up his ass, his own ass. It's amazing.
I literally got the satisfying. I got the email. I clicked on it and I saw what I was clicking on, and I instantly was like, "Oh God!"
It's not a Cheryl clip. It's not like a Bruce Anus.
Oh, you just said it,
Cheryl Murkowski.
Bruce Anus?
No, Cheryl Murkowski.
Oh God!
I think you need a sound for Bruce Anus.
Bruce Anus.
Bruised.
No, it was an amazing clip, anthropologically speaking. In order to fuck yourself like that, this is the thing.
Yeah.
In order to be able to...
You're an expert. I'm getting this.
No, actually, just from watching that clip. In order to fuck yourself, you have to be soft enough in order to turn your penis around to... Well, first of all, you need to be long enough, but you need to be soft enough to turn your penis around... To point towards your own asshole, but you need to be hard enough
to stick it up
but your
there's
asshole.
There's also another piece of the puzzle which I noticed from that video, which was sort of an aha moment for me. Your asshole has to be huge and lubed, because his asshole was like a giant loose hole.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was
going to
notice
that.
The physics involved would require a larger opening, I would imagine, mm-hmm. than usual.
Right. A Higgs boson.
We go from Bin Laden's death to loose assholes.
But that's not the topic.
Yes.
That's not the topic? Okay. But it was. I want to thank you for that clip. It was a nice way to start my morning. Gooch looks at it and goes, "What the fuck are you looking at?" I said, "Madge. It's Madge." And he just went, "Oh." Because now he's met you, so he knows. He just goes, "Oh."
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was
okay?
Your
what's
topic?
The subject?
The thing, it's actually about Sarah Palin, but it's not the usual, you
speak
know,
about 2003.
She said something dumb or she tweeted this thing. I read a really interesting article in The Atlantic, and it was about Sarah Palin, and the title was something like Sarah Palin, Where Did She Go Wrong? And I don't even know. Is The Atlantic like left, right, middle? What is it? Do you know? Is it supposed to
I
be something?
I think they would say it's left of center, but
yeah.
Okay. Well, the article was very interesting because it presented... It talked about Sarah from a point of view I don't think I've ever read in a liberal publication. But basically what they said is Sarah Palin, if she had gone on her record, you know, run based on her record instead of all this vitriolic politics shit against Obama and all these other issues personally, then she could have been a completely different candidate. And they talk about her record in Alaska and say the premise is basically her experience was probably very appropriate for the problems facing this country right now. But there were two issues. One, she just, as soon as she went into the Republican convention, she just went straight after Obama's jugular. It was all like personal shit. Not personal, but, you know, it was very about
him. How about the fact that she's an idiot?
Wait. All right. Will you get to that?
Okay.
And the other thing is that she is a very staunch social conservative. You know, she is pro-life. She's anti-gay. We know this. And that's very annoying. And a lot of people, including myself, hate her for it. Now, what they go to explain is, now, the good thing is she, you know, Alaska, since the state was founded, has always been basically just run by a coup of the oil industry. That's all its government has ever been, is run by the oil industry. And the government officials have always just done what the oil people tell them to do. And they get tons of money that they just give away back to the oil company because it's all just a bunch of bullshit. And according to this article, she really was the first person to stand up to them. And she instituted some sort of a tax. Not everything she did was successful, but she instituted a tax for the for profits from the oil companies that made it so that Arizona is one of the only states that has a surplus. It's one of the wealthiest states right now because of that, where all these other states are just dying in debt. And a lot of the reasons
Arizona?
Did I say Arizona?
Yes.
Oh, did I say cyclone? I meant Alaska,
yes, what?
And I meant tornadoes.
Okay.
Please don't use that at the beginning. I can't handle another one. But anyway, I'm almost done with this, and then we can talk about what an idiot she is. But what they said is, you know, when you look at the problems facing this country now, she might have had the right kind of experience, because we really could use money, as you know, since we're going broke. We could use somebody to stand up to big oil. The other thing is that though she was a social conservative, she vetoed several pieces of legislation that nobody would expect her to veto. One of them was an anti-gay marriage piece of legislation. She vetoed that. And she vetoed these two bills that went to restrict abortion. She vetoed that, even though they were completely contradictory to her own stupid ethics. And
what else was attached to them? We don't know.
No, right. But she did it. And again, I'm just telling you this. I'm just summarizing this article. I'm not saying it's right or, you know, there's certainly a lot of other things to read that are contrary to this. But that she really did a lot of compromise with Democrats. And that's how she got the oil stuff to work. And that's why she let go on the social issues. In other words, she's actually a lot more of a compromiser, more like Obama than she leads on. But when she went into this campaign, she just led with her worst character traits. That's the premise of the article. I thought it was interesting.
No, I think that's true, because I think she's far more of a pragmatic politician. And she uses that ideology that may be inherent to her. But I think the more critical piece is the ego, the self, you know.
She's an idiot. How could you grant this woman any grace whatsoever? She is a
babbling. I'm not giving her grace. I'm saying that she's a...
She's a towel-headed, wearing goat fucker.
All right. Well, at least you're not being racist about it. That I can handle.
No, there are ideologues, and then there are, you know, people who use the system to get the power for themselves, and that's what she's doing. She will use whatever...
It was an interesting
whatever
point of view, because I've never heard quite that way by that kind of a source. So.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Because I think also, the gay marriage thing for her, if I remember correctly, because I was probably putting that on Big Gay News at the time, if I remember correctly, it had to do with the fact that it was going to cost the state money, or there was something non-ideological about the reason she gave anyway for not signing it.
I don't know.
But yeah, I think people want to put her in a box and make her into the enemy.
I want to put her in a box
that they fear most. So people
mahogany
who are
mahogany one with big brass hinges and clasps.
They also made the point in this article that a lot of the reasons she did things, though it came off that she came off as fighting the oil companies and doing it for the right reasons, a lot of it was just purely personal, because it just happened that these people, that her political arch rivals, were also with the oil companies. So in a way, she was really doing it to get at them. So a lot of it was just purely personal. That just happened to have wonderful benefits for the state of Alaska.
Yeah, I think she's far more concerned with aggrandizing her own family and legacy than any ideological hard-on.
Ideologies.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I find it interesting that it kind of takes away some of the demonization of her, which to me makes it criticisms more valid, because when you can bring her to the level of an actual human who may have some redeeming qualities, maybe minimal, it makes to me then you can say, okay, I'm not just looking at her and saying, well, everything's bad, because that somehow kind of invalidates a criticism because it seems so emotional based. But when you can look at both sides and say, well, this is what she was good at, but I still think she was a crazy cunt who hates gay people, and that's wrong. I think it's a little more, I appreciate that kind of criticism more, because it seems more, less emotional.
Well, yeah, it's coming from a more rational place. Yeah.
I just think she's dumb.
I don't think
that that's particularly an emotional argument on my part. I just think she's dumb. I don't think the woman has...
I think so.
You think it's an emotional argument?
No, I think she's dumb.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just think she's stupid. And once again, the people, it seems to be the American people's opinion that suddenly becomes truth, as opposed to the reality of any situation. Because what she was touted as was this, you know, this great new maverick that's going to change politics. And so, you know,
well, that was her thing.
All right.
Until she ruined it for herself. And it's probably because they told her to. But she could have played that. And I think that's what the article was saying. It's like, if she had played her reputation as the maverick who fights that, things might have ended up differently. But instead, she just went petty, conservative cunt.
What about the, I can't believe that I'm bringing up political topics, but it's because I have absolutely nothing else to talk about. What about the Republican ticket that's forming? What do you guys think about that?
Well, the only one that I think has any chance of, no, I shouldn't say that. If you have to, the only one that I think might not completely ruin the country if he gets elected would be Gingrich.
Oh my God. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
And
only
why
because
is that?
I don't want him to win. Believe me, I would never vote for him. But of those people, because he appears to think for himself. When I see him, his ideas are crazy, but he thinks for himself, and he tries to. He's kind of fringy in his own way.
Yeah.
So he doesn't just toe the party line.
He's probably the most intellectual of the group.
Yeah.
Literally. I mean, whether the conclusions he draws are suspect, but at least you can follow his, reasoning.
When I saw that he had tweeted his candidacy, I immediately said to myself, oh, fuck, he could win. That was my thought. Because the rest of them, I just think, are idiots.
And again, it's going to be a weird year. I mean, look at the last one. The party is in disarray. And so the way that they're going to come to a conclusion, it's just going to be a wild ride. Because nobody's, there's not one faction that's running the show. So it's not a done deal. Like, it's not like Bob Dole in 1996. Like, he's just the next guy in line. So stick him up there.
Right. Yep.
I have a secret hope that Michelle Bachmann becomes the next president.
Why?
Excuse me.
I think it'll be fun.
Towel-headed goat fucker. Number
two. Yes. Why don't we just elect you?
Me?
I would like for somebody in the audience to make album art for us with picture of Michelle Bachmann as a towel-headed goat fucker.
Yeah.
Or Sarah, or both.
Unfortunately, by the time the show's posted, it will be...
Oh, you're right. Yeah, never mind. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. We could have it posted for the next show, but this one would be kind of... No, I was being very facetious, but also there's a little grain of truth in it that I would love to see how far down this country can go.
Well, did you see the Onion headline? Voters, when asked, would they choose Trump or Palin for president, they would opt for suicide. Oh my God!
I wouldn't mind one of the you know crazier ones to run. At least the election would then be worthwhile. Watching it,
do you feel that? Just a second. Excuse me. Do you feel that Obama's killing of Osama is going to strengthen his chances of winning?
No.
Yeah, I think it will, maybe, but it's so far away from the election that people will forget.
Oh, don't you think that'll be part of the campaign?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it'll certainly, yeah, but I don't think that's what makes people vote for someone. I don't think the people that...
Murder? I think it does. Murder. People are hateful.
No, it's like, it's cheap. It's like pornography. Like, woo! And then you're done and people forget about it.
Yeah, but this is America. People, that's all people operate on is emotion and porn.
True, but I'm saying that the time will have elapsed to the point where oh, God. To the point where it'll be relevant anymore, unless he keeps blowing shit up like around the election. That would probably do something.
I think he's probably like, hey, this is working for me, and he's going to start killing everyone.
Start killing people.
Yeah. Ooh, I like this. Let me go.
Let's go get Kim Jong-il.
Yeah. Get her done. Get her done.
Let's get Castro's brother. Let's get them all.
I mean, that's the only thing America has left is our defense, meaning offense. I mean, our economy's toast. Our people are idiots. You know, we're just going straight to hell, but we can blow everyone the fuck up if we want to. That's all we have left. So
yeah, because that's where all our money's gone.
Yeah, so that's probably what Obama will do.
All right, I want to know if anything exciting and wonderful that you could share is happening in either one of your personal lives.
Well, I met some nice people.
Yes.
This weekend, and I was very happy that I got to see my friend Rachel Kahn. I got to see my friend Nicole, who you don't know because she's not in the podosphere, but friend, I've known her since she was 16.
Oh my!
Now she's vice president of a biodiesel shit company, you know, where they make sunglasses out of biofuels or something. Anyway, so it was so nice that I was able to do that. I was to meet Vera and Grinch and the dogs. Really had a good time. It made me kind of want to, like, I thought, you know, I could live in this place. I really did. I thought I could live here.
No, you can't.
If I had to. I wouldn't live in the fucking valley.
I don't know. You sound way too happy for my taste.
Sorry. I'll try. Don't you hate when somebody sits next to you on the airplane and farts?
You cannot live here because what you would put a gun to your head. The people you met the people here that you love or that you care for, that are like-minded people, and that's why it was enjoyable for you. But the rest of the people are like maybe somebody like you'd work for. The rest of the people are like that.
She's just saying that so that she won't move there and lower her property value.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
The only reason.
I expressed that concern when I was talking to Rachel, and she's like, Madge, because that's my name, Madge. Uh-huh. The thing is, people in San Francisco, because I said to her, I'm like, because, you know, marijuana's legal. They drink lemonade made of pot. It's weird. It's like the whole place is turning into Amsterdam in one way. But it's, you know, and when you have a city full of people that are high, you're going to have a certain level of not douchebagness. So I said to her, you know, Rachel's so weird. You got these hippie stoners and you've got complete douchebags coexisting on the same fucking street. That just can't work. She said, no, Madge, that works here. But people who think it can't work live in San Francisco. Because they don't believe it. But here, you have that complete mix of total opposites, complete assholes, and nice people, and it can work. In other words, I don't know. Yeah. I like the weather. I mean, that's really what... Because I'm in Miami. Everything's hot and humid here. But Nicole lives in Venice.
Yes.
And it was so cool there, and she said it's always like that.
Yeah, it's almost always like that. I mean, the beaches can get warm, but it's very, yeah. very rare that it gets warm. But if you get inland at all, and I'm not talking about the valley, if you get inland to the Mid-Wilshire district, it can get really, really hot. And the valley, forget about it. And we live in Woodland Hills, which is the hottest place in the San Fernando Valley. It's where the temperatures get the hottest.
Yeah. That's what I was told by pretty much everyone on Earth.
Yeah. Yeah, you could live on the west side, and the west side's beach community and
Woolite,
and it's
just a thought. I mean, I wouldn't go there unless like I had work there. That's what I was thinking. You know what I mean?
Bike shorts,
that kind of thing. Bike shorts.
She's pulling the conversation back to herself because she thinks it's drifting off.
No,
in a direction
Wanda, you
that
need to
shouldn't.
Think about this because you live in fucking Minneapolis with those crazy-ass motherfuckers.
It's like 60 degrees and dreary here.
I'm not talking about the weather. I'm talking about that fucking vote they did yesterday.
Oh,
what
know.
Was
it's
that
ridiculous.
About?
Well, it's 2012, and we've decided to write a ban on gay marriage into the Constitution, or at least put it before voters. Because, and guess what? Not this year, next year, when there's coincidentally another legislative election. So it's just a ploy by social conservatives to give people a reason to come out and vote, so that they can hold on to power again.
Now, is this some kind of ironic twist with the fact that in some poll, Minneapolis was voted the gayest city?
Yes, gayest city. And then in 2012, 6 years after everyone else, you know, burned gay people at the stake and passed all these ridiculous constitutional amendments everywhere, we've finally decided that we're going to be bigots just like everyone else.
So where is this now? It was passed by the legislature?
What happened was they have to, it's very easy to get a constitutional amendment on the ballot. All you have to do is get a majority of both houses of the state legislature to pass a bill. The governor, of course, has no say
in it.
So what they're doing is putting it on the ballot. The Senate has voted to put it on the ballot in 2012. And then the House.
And then what happens?
The House has to follow. The House will follow suit. Because they're majority Republican, and then it goes on the ballot. And then the one thing that may save us is that you have to have a majority of voters vote one way or the other. Does that make sense? So if people don't vote, that is a vote counted for the opposite side.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense? Or, well, not for the opposite side, but... So if a majority of people vote no, that doesn't necessarily mean... Or vote yes, rather. That does not necessarily mean the ban would become constitutional. The majority of everyone voting would need to vote yes.
Right. In other words, if you have more yeses than no, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. But if you have more yeses than no's and undecided, then
yes.
You do.
Yeah, so your undecided would add to the total of the larger.
But, okay, so then what? So let's say it passes. Does that mean it just goes...
It just gets written into... Yeah, it's like Prop 8. So it's like our own Prop 8.
Ugh, that's fucking awful.
It is.
It's so the governor doesn't even have to do anything?
Unfortunately, the governor has absolutely nothing to say about the measure whatsoever.
What a fucking...
It took us three times to pass a constitutional amendment in Minnesota to give blacks the right to vote, but... In one swift.
But why is it so easy to do a? Shouldn't it at least be required 3/4?
We're in the prairie.
I mean, why should it be that easy to change a fucking constitution?
All those fucking pioneers didn't give a shit. That's why. I mean, the further west you go, the closer. That's why you get all those fucking referendums on the West Coast. The people moved west and they're like, we're just going to do whatever the hell we want.
Well,
simple majority.
What I think you should consider is, since you are large in the gay community, I think you should say, look, if this thing passes, I'm packing my world up and I'm bringing the shit to another state because this is no place for me or my kind. And you can find your culture somewhere else, assholes.
No, that's a good idea.
I got a whole band of hairdressers that are going to come with me. You know, just start a boycott. It's just not a boycott, but just like, oh, we're fucking leaving. Bye.
Yeah, I think I think something will happen because the amount of course, it's always most vigorous right at the moment. But there's a lot of frustration. And this is a small enough place that you could have an effect on shit much more.
Yeah,
than
so could your friend, the entertainment reporter.
Yeah, well, he
could be like, listen, this is bullshit.
He's probably has to be a little bit more diplomatic, but I don't know.
Do you feel that this, all of this stuff going on, these referendums, these anti-gay things that are just like rising up in flames, our last gasp efforts?
Yeah, I do.
It's
think
fear.
So,
but, yeah, it's the fear of a dying civilization.
But it's a long last gasp, and that's the problem, because it's all at the state level. And like we were talking about, Vera and Gooch and I the other day, it's like, it's not addressing some really important stuff at the federal level at all, yeah, you know, with respect to taxes and real equality stuff. And it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while.
I think it's just that it's that all, you know, the saying it's always darkest before the dawn has some validity in that. I think it's going to get very, very bad before it gets better.
Well, it's like, bad. You mean worse?
Well, you know, it's like the concept of the alcoholic's bottom. You know, it's, we've got to hit that bottom.
Hey, I got one of them.
A big old bottom.
I got an alcoholic bottom. Okay.
Uh huh. That's what I'm saying, baby. Uh huh. You got to hit. We got to hit that bottom, and that bottom's a scary place. And then we'll come. Well, we got to hit all the bottoms, baby. Got to hit that bottom.
You got to hit the front and the middle too.
And well, and that guy on the video today, he was hitting his own bottom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, Wednesday.
You got to hit the root of the vagina.
Oh my God. See a pussy go broke. All these things.
Pussy go broke.
Them. Well, uh-huh. You know what, kids? It's come to that time. Unless you have something important to say.
No.
No,
I've said everything that needs to be said.
Skirt girdle.
Don't say skirt girdle.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or else we're going to need a sound effect for it.
Okay, I will not say that anymore. I will just say that it has been a joy and pleasure to once again be with you ladies and discussing the important topics of the day.
Solving Thank you. The world's problems.
Absolutely. Wanda, say bye-bye and tell everybody where they can find your wonderful program.
Thank you, ladies, for listening to another delightful Eat This Hot program.
Don't do the closing. I just did it. Say goodbye and tell people where they found
WandaWisdom.com or Facebook.com/WandaWisdom.
Yes, where you post fun things as opposed to Miss Dreary Pants over here. Madge, say bye-bye and tell everybody where they can...
Stick a pipe bomb in your pussy.
Here's Madge's newsfeed as interpreted in terms of sound effects.
That does it exactly.
Listen, just think of it as the Twitter version of bad black lesbian poetry.
Okay, and where can we find you, Madge? Okay.
YeastRadio.com, and I'm Bloated Lesbian on Twitter and Yeast Radio on Facebook. Add me. I have no shame. I'll add anyone back, unless you're creepy.
All right, and I'm your Auntie Vera Charles. You can find me at VeraSpeaks.com and donate. Hit the donate button. Keep the show going. Keep us afloat and keep us having a reason to come back doing this. And that reason would be cash money. So get your asses over to eatthishotshow.com and donate. Bye-bye, everybody.
Toodles.
Shalom.
I don't know. You sound way too happy for my taste.